Gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17, and it's found on page 1033 in the Pew Bible in front of you if you would like to follow along. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? We thank you, O Lord, for this time, for this space, and for you, as you fill this space and as you occupy this time to minister to us, to embrace us, to strengthen us, to encourage us. We thank you, Lord, for the words that reveals who you are and that becomes the source of strength and nourishment for our journey. May the Holy Spirit minister to us this morning, open our hearts, our minds, so that we may receive your words. Open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our eyes so that we may gain new insight for us to continue to live as the disciples of Christ. We thank you for being here with us. And thank you that you have begun ministering to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The story that we just read from the Gospel of Luke, it's a very simple story, but has many, many different layers of what is going on that speak to us about who Jesus is, what Jesus came to do, and also who we are, how, where we lack, and how we can be better. If we probably go through all those layers, we could be here hours. And I'm sure all of you really want to dive in and dig in those gems and really, you know, learn all we can from this story. However, I'm sorry, just like the ShopRite has their own hours, our church has our own hours, and our lights get shut at 11 o'clock. Just kidding. So it was on a Sabbath day. Jesus was in a temple, in a synagogue, teaching, and he sees a woman come in through the door. She is hunched over. Bent over, and she is coming in. She's looking around, looking for a corner where it's not occupied, because she doesn't want to draw attention to herself. Because as you can imagine, wherever she goes, bent over like this, people look at her. Children make fun of her. And some people will look at her with compassionate eye, but then others will look at her and shake their fingers, and they whisper to each other, saying, who sinned in her family that she is bent over like this? Jesus sees her coming in, and immediately Jesus feels compassion for her. So he calls her to the front. The last thing she wants to do is come to the front and center. But she comes. And Jesus utters the word, my daughter, you are healed. Stand up. And she stands. For 18 long years, she lived her life scrunched over. And in that moment when Jesus met her eyes and when Jesus spoke to her, she was freed. And for the first time, she stood up straight. Now, this is a cause for celebration, right? All of the whole, you know, the whole community, they've seen her. They know who she is. And for 18 years, she's been bent over, always complaining about her backache because she's so bent over, that she's not able to breathe well because she's so bent over. And now that she's finally standing straight and tall, it should be an occasion for celebration. But Luke tells us it was not so. The synagogue leader became upset. Doesn't Jesus know what this day is? It's Sabbath day, for crying out loud. Don't you know what Sabbath day is? What our laws say? You're not supposed to work on a Sabbath day. You know that even to this day, when you go to Israel on a Sabbath day, just so that you don't have to push the button on the elevator, they have it set up so that it stops at every floor. And you just get in and you just wait till you get to your floor and it opens and then you go. Sabbath day is not a day when you are not supposed to work. And here is Jesus in the synagogue. What is he doing? He's healing this woman. There are six other days, Monday through Saturday, perfectly good days for Jesus to work and heal. But not on the Sabbath. And why on the Sabbath day? So the synagogue leader tries to teach other people, folks, what you have just witnessed is not in accordance with our law. So please disregard and know that synagogue is open from Monday to Saturday for you to come and be healed. And Sabbath day, no work. You just come, worship, go home and rest. What is wrong with this story? You know, we should all be celebrating. But the synagogue leader, because he is so focused on keeping the law and not breaking it, he fails to see the suffering and pain of the woman. And he fails to empathize with those around him. So when we really think about it, the woman is bent over for whatever reason. The scripture tells us that she was bent over by a spirit heavily weighing on her. It could be that she's living in fear. She's lived in fear for 18 years. Or maybe she's living in shame. Or she may be lonely. I don't know, for whatever reason. Maybe she's overcome with grief. For 18 years, she's been oppressed and living under that oppression. You know the term that we are psychosomatic beings, right? So whatever we experience or we feel in our minds, a lot of times it manifests in our bodies. Those of you who have ulcers, you know that it's not just your stomach, but it's stress causing ulcers. Maybe she was bent over because she felt so oppressed by whatever was just beating her down. The synagogue leader has issues, right? He needs to take his job a little less seriously and begin to see the spirit of what Sabbath is. That God has given us Sabbath so that we can love God and love others. Not to oppress or not to be oppressed by those rules and regulations and traditions. So that's the synagogue leader and the community who could not celebrate. But we will leave them for some other time. But today, we want to focus on the woman and the healing that Jesus gave her. She was weighed down with something significant in her life that robbed her of the joy, that kept her from laughing or enjoying the life. She was overwhelmed with the spirit, whatever it is. As I said, it could be fear. It could be shame. It could be whatever it is, her past. And as she just walks around bent over, as soon as Jesus sees her, he would not wait another day. It's like, yes, Monday through Saturday are perfectly good days for healing, but why wait? Now is the best time. Because that woman over there, that sister over there, she's been suffering for 18 years. And Jesus did not want to extend her suffering, not another minute. And when Jesus heals her, straighten her up, what Jesus is showing to the world is that's what Jesus came to do. See, it's not just the woman who is bent over, but it's the whole world. Whole world is suffering under the weight of fear, of hatred, of violence, of shame, guilt. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And if we just spend 1 hour browsing through the news of the day, I think we could see it very clearly. The whole world is suffering under the weight of all of these oppressive things, and the world is bent over. And to this world, Jesus comes. And Jesus offers the words of healing. My sister, my brother, my beloved people, you are healed. Stand up. This morning, I think we are all feeling the weight of the grief and the mourning as we are grieving the loss of our dear brother Jim. It causes us to cry. For some of us, we don't know what tomorrow is going to be like. How can I continue to live without Jim by my side, without my father, without our grandfather? And then all of us here at Embury, boy, what an expansive void that we feel because Jim is no longer with us. I mean, he was a big man to begin with, right? So we feel the grief, we mourn, and we feel the heaviness. But that's why Jesus is here. That's why Jesus came, to lift us out of the grief. Because, see, death is never final. But we know that he is at home. You know, I don't know whether he was a runner or not, but the way he's been lately, I think he wouldn't mind running 400 meters, you know, around the track, just so that he can experience the freedom of movement. And just us knowing that, you know, it lifts the weight of the grief. We know that we have hope, that we are people of hope, that grief doesn't keep us there. But there is life beyond death, and that we are all part of it, that we will see him again. So, as we feel the weight of the grief and the sadness, let us see Jesus among us, speaking to each and every one of us, the words of healing. You are mine. I love you. Be healed. I am with you. I am carrying you. I am lifting up the weight of the grief and sadness. That although you are grieving and mourning now, there is joy coming in the morning. Jesus knows our pain. Jesus feels our sadness. Jesus shares our suffering, and Jesus lifts us up. So let us give God thanks, and even as we grieve, let us rejoice. Because God is with us, and Jesus is with us. Amen.